Shavua Tov Rabotai. We are studying Be'ezrat Hashem tonight the book of Tehillim of David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. Tonight we skip around a little, we move to chapter Chaf Bet, the 22nd chapter, only because that is the chapter that relates to the holiday of Purim. Tonight we are celebrating Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha Chodesh Tov Borach. That means in 2 weeks from tonight, exactly 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to celebrate the holiday of Purim. It is brought down from the Gaon Mevilna that he had the minhag to read Mizmor Chaf Bet on Purim. That was the Shir Shir Yom of Purim. And therefore, it is appropriate for us to study this chapter, Be'ezrat Hashem, and make the proper commentary on it, in order that we should be prepared somewhat spiritually for the upcoming holiday. It is interesting that David HaMelech would dedicate a chapter to the holiday of Purim specifically. Of course, it had to be written Beruach HaKodesh. Purim happened many years after David HaMelech. Just keep in mind, David HaMelech is before the first Beit HaMikdash. The first Beit HaMikdash lasted for 410 years. Purim happens 70 years basically after the Churban, actually 69 years after the Churban. Right after the Churban Rishon, there was a 70-year exile, and then this Bayit Sheni was built. So at the end of the Churban, that's when the miracle of Purim happens. So it's close to 500 years after David HaMelech does the story of Purim happen. So we're forced to say that it was indeed written Beruach HaKodesh. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh asks, why did David dedicate a chapter to the miracle of Purim? What was the connection between David and Purim? So he answers that if it wasn't for David, there'd be no Purim. Because as we know, as we learned in Navi, when David was running away from his son Avshalom, so he was confronted by a fellow by the name of Shimei ben Gera. Shimei ben Gera cursed David HaMelech. Vehu kedalani kedalan nimretzet. And he called him all sorts of names. David HaMelech's men, Yoav ben Tzruya, specifically wanted to do away with Shimei, kill him on the spot. Morid ben Malchut, he deserves death. David HaMelech, with great self-control, tells Yoav, leave him alone. God told him to curse me. And he gives him a... he gives him a reprieval. He lets him live. Hakamim say, why was David so merciful on Shimei? Because he saw Beruach HaKodesh that from Shimei is going to descend Mordechai HaTzadik. And we're going to need Mordechai HaTzadik when it comes to the miracle of Purim. So therefore, he spared Shimei for his descendant. That's why we say Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimei. Shimei wasn't his grandfather. Shimei is his great, great, great. But the Megillah makes a point to record the connection between Shimei ben Gera and Mordechai. So that's why David HaMelech felt the connection to the holiday of Purim, because he had a hand in it. His hand was that he saved Mordechai. He brought Mordechai to the world. So therefore he wrote a mizmor on it. I want to point out as well, that's why sometimes the Megillah calls Mordechai Ish Yehudi, and another place it calls Mordechai Ish Yemini. Ish Yemini, meaning he comes from Binyamin. He descends from Shaul. He descends from Shimei ben Gera. These were from the Shever of Binyamin. Ish Yehudi means he descended from Yehuda. If you're a Yehuda, you're a Yehudi. But he didn't come from Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to give one answer. The Gemara wants to say his father came from Binyamin, his mother came from Yehuda. So he's on one side he's a Yemini and one side he's a Yehudi. But according to what we're saying tonight, he's considered Ish Yehudi, because if it wasn't for the David HaMelech that came from Shevet Yehuda, there would be no Moibim Mordechai. So therefore he's called Ish Yehudi because it was an Ish Yehudi that saved him. It was David HaMelech that was responsible for Mordechai's existence by sparing the life of Shimei ben Gera. Hence the chapter is written by David. Lam naseyach alayelet ha-shahar mizmor le-David. Again, the menatseyach is the conductor. He's the one that's playing the song. For the Ayelet HaShachar. Now what does Ayelet HaShachar mean? Ayelet HaShachar is the moment right before dawn. The Ayelet HaShachar, we would call that at the crack of dawn, but the crack before dawn. Dawn is Alot HaShachar, that's when the sun starts to rise. Hachamim tell us, and this I guess is a natural fact, you can see it with your own eyes, the darkest part of the night is right before dawn. Ayelet HaShachar, the Gaon de Vilna says, Shahar, which is morning, comes from the word Shahor. Shahor is black, because the sky is the blackest at that moment. So why does the chapter open up Ayelet HaShachar? How does this refer to the generation of Megillat Esther of Purim? Because in all of our history, the miracle of Purim takes place at the darkest period of our existence. You have to keep in mind, it happens at the time when there was Churban Beit HaMikdash already. You can't imagine, I can't imagine, what it means to Churban Bayit Rishon. This is a Beit HaMikdash that lasted for over 4 centuries. We don't know too many things that lasted for 4 centuries. 4 centuries is a very long time. Even the United States, was that forever? United States is about 250 years, or maybe a little more. For Beit HaMikdash to last for 4 centuries in all its glory, in the Kohanim Ba'avodatam, Ve'Leviim B'Shiram U'Zumram, etc., to lose such a structure is a terrible blow to the morale of Am Yisrael. Furthermore, we're in exile. We're in Bavel. Okay, we're exiled out of our country. Furthermore, Am Yisrael is on a spiritual low. In the story of Megillat Esther, we read how the Jewish people went to celebrate and revel with the Ahasuerus at his party against the Gadol Ador's wishes, Mordechai. What kind of generation is this? So on a spiritual low, in contempt of Gedolei Yisrael. Furthermore, the greatest tzaddik of the generation is married to Ahasuerus. So you're not relying on her to do anything because she's married to a goy. I mean, if you have an intermarriage with the tzaddik to the king. So therefore, it's choshech afela. I mean, everything that can go wrong for Klal Yisrael is going wrong. And not only that, as we're going to read in the chapter, that when Esther Malka goes to Ahasuerus to seek out some mercy for Klal Yisrael, this is after Haman makes a decree. Keep that in mind. This is part of the Choshech. Lashmid ul'harog ul'abed et kol ha'yehudim. Tap v'nashim b'yom echad. So there's a genocide planned, and the date already is sealed. The letters are sent out. The king signs it with his signet. So it's unbelievable. Which is Choshech she'en kedugmato. And according to one version in the Midrash, Mordechai has a conversation with Eliyahu HaNavi. One version of the Midrash. And Eliyahu HaNavi tells him, it's sealed already. It's hatum. There's nothing you can do with such a gizara. Which is the gizara already is signed, sealed. You have to say that means even Eliyahu HaNavi, from his understanding as a malach, he understood that it was, this is the finality of Klal Yisrael. That's how grim the situation was. And all of a sudden, it changes. But the miracle of Purim is different than all other miracles. Even greater than Yisrael Mitzrayim. And if I'm allowed to say this, even greater than when Mashiach is going to come. I'll explain to you. In one Bechina, why? When the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu appears, we have a Geula, and everything turns around. Now there's no more Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael finds itself in the Midbar, Tahat Kanfei Shechina, now we went from Choshech to Or. The same thing's going to happen when Mashiach comes to Zat Hashem. The Yadav is going to appear, Mashiach Sitzken is going to appear, and we're going to go from Choshech to Or Gadol. In the miracle of Purim, we went from Choshech and we stayed in Choshech. Nothing changed. Ahasuerus was still the king. We still stayed in Galut. The Beit HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt. So here, for the first time in our history, we saw a miracle in the Choshech. And after the miracle, we're still in Choshech, which was a tremendous uplifting a boost for Klal Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is even with us in the Choshech and the darkness. And even after it remains darkness, like the Pasuk says, V'anuchi Aster Astir, that's the proof that Esther is from the Torah, the Pasuk that God says, I'm going to conceal myself. The whole miracle was done in concealment. There were no supernatural miracles. And that's what the greatness of the Nes of Purim is. There were no supernatural miracles. Nothing changed, meaning Lamala Menateva. But what? Am Yisrael was saved. So that was very encouraging for Am Yisrael at that moment to know Emu Anuchi Besara. And even though the Sarah is still there, I keep in mind, at the end of Megillat Esther, we read how Mordechai remained in the king, remained as the viceroy to the king. Why? Why didn't he quit? The miracle's over. It says Mordechai was Mishneh LaMelech Hashverosh. What do you mean? You did the miracle already. Let's go back to the yeshiva. The explanation is because he knew that they were still in trouble. And just because Hashverosh saved the, changed his mind, he was a hafachvach. You know, just like he changed his mind. So on Monday he was in a good mood, he loved Jews. On Tuesday he could change his mind to hate Jews again. So Mordechai had to be there just to make sure that he doesn't change his mind again. So Am Yisrael, even after the miracle, was not under sakana. So it's a tremendous hashkahat Hashem, ki Hashem b'choshech, Hashem or li b'tok ha'choshech. This is already the miracle. That's why David opens the chapter by saying, lam naseya ala yelet ha'shachar, that the period of the miracle happened at a time of ayelet ha'shachar, at a time of great darkness, the moment before dawn. Some say Ayelet HaShachar is the morning star. That's morning star appears right before dawn. The morning star is really out the whole night, but you can't see it. But since the darkest period is right before dawn, so then you're able to see that star. That's why they say Esther was called Esther Kot Yalkut Shimoni. Esther comes from the Lashon Istahar. Istahar is the morning star because she came to save the Jewish people at that dark period. It should be noted as well in the next pasuk, Eli Eli Lama Azavtani. She says Hashem's name, which we'll understand why she uses that name. Eli Eli Lama Azavtani, why did you forsake me? Rachok Mishu'ati Devre Shagati, which means you are far from saving me. Rachok Mishu'ati, God, why did you leave me? So I saw one of the Sefarim bring down, how did she know God left? Maybe God's going to save her. She was so sure Esther that there was no hope for salvation. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to redeem. Why already is Esther resolved that Azavtani, Rachok Mishu'ati, your Yeshua is far? So I saw a beautiful explanation in the Sefer Menuhat Shalom. He says like this, everybody's name is hinted somewhere in the Torah. This is the klal. My name, your name, everybody. And the Gaon of Vilna was able to find his name in the Torah, as well as all the tzaddikim. They have their name in the Torah, and based on where it is in the Torah, that can give you a little insight on the events that happened to you, that are going to happen to you. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is written in the Torah in Sefer Bereshit. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem." Actually, in the book of in Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, "Vayomer Hashem" at the end, "Lo yadun ruhi ba'adam." God says, "I'm not going to judge strictly human beings." Beshagam hu basar, because after all, he's only flesh and blood, and flesh and blood is not perfect. Ve'ayu yamav ve'av yasrim shana. And Borei Olam says, I'm putting a cap on human life. Life expectancy is going to be 120. So the Gemara says, Beshagam is gematria 345, which is the exact gematria of Moshe. And what does it say in the pasuk? Ve'ayu yamav me'av yasim shana. So you see already where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is hinted, and it gives you how long he's going to live. That's why, incidentally, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Borei Olam was not going to destroy the people at the time of the Egel, because he knew already, Lo yadun ruhi ba'adam. God said, I'm not going to judge the Jewish people b'shagamu basar. In the times of Moshe, they're going to commit a sin, and God's going to say he's going to destroy. Moshe Rabbeinu's not going to destroy. He knows, because he knows where his name is hinted, so he knows the pasuk. And therefore, what did Moshe Rabbeinu pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Borei Olam, forgive Am Yisrael. Ve'im ayin. And if you don't, meheni na misifrecha asher katavta. Erase me from your Torah. Which means the pasuk that you wrote in Parashat Bereshit that says, my name hinted b'shagam, and you said over there, lo yadun ruhi ba'adam. So erase that pasuk. If you're going to kill Kalayasin and that pasuk that has my illusion in there, doesn't make any sense. Borei Olam says, Salahtik et Varecha. You're right. Salahtik et Varecha. I had no intention to destroy Klal Yisrael. Already was predicted in Parashat Bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu from the pasuk knew already the destiny. Esther knows this. She was a Nevi'ah. She looks at her pasuk. What does her pasuk say? Va'anuchi hastir astir et panai mehem bayomahu. God says, I'm going to conceal myself from Am Yisrael at that time. So she knew. She knew that God is going to act in Klal Yisrael at the time of the miracle in Hester Panim. Hester Panim means in a concealed manner. So the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachok Mishuati. And therefore she knew from her illusion that the miracle is going to be very concealed, very hidden. So therefore she starts at the Tefillah and says, Eli Eli, Lama Azavtani. That should be noted. When does she make this tefillah? Mordechai declares a 3-day fast. The first day of the fast was Erev Pesach. First day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach. That's a 72-hour fast. The pasuk says, regarding this fast, that Vitzumu Alai, Esther tells all the people, fast for me. Shilosha yamim, laila vayom, day and night. So that's a 72 hours straight. It's possible for human beings to fast more than 72 hours. Baba Sali, Alav Hashem used to fast from Motzei Shabbat after Seudat Melaveh Malkah until Friday. They fasted 6 days straight. Okay, I'm not giving anybody ideas. But what? Instead, it says, did not fast 72 hours. She only fasted 70 hours. Because she had to eat something before she goes into Hashverosh. She's going to go in all week. So how do we know that? Because the Megillah says, Gam ani v'na'arotai atzum ken. The gematria of the word ken is how much? 70. She's Gam ani v'na'arotai atzum ken ubchen. Bechen is 72. Ubchen, with the 72-hour fast of everybody else, Ubchen avoy lemelek asher lo kadat. Between your 72 and my 70, we'll have success going into the king. Derech agav, if you look at our prayers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, most of the paragraphs in the Amidah begin, Ubchen. Ubchen, ten kevod amecha, teila lereecha, etc. Why is it always started with the Ubchen? So I saw from the Sefer Chaim of Chaim Friedland, Alav Shalom, he says, because when we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so we're walking into the palace. So we have to have the same attitude that Esther had. She wasn't called. She had no right to be there. She's risking her life. She went with total humility and total reliance on Hasder, Hamim Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we go on Rosh Hashanah and beseech Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's how? Ubchen avoy lamelek asher lo kadat. We stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur just like Esther. We don't deserve to stand in front of you. We're not worthy to have an audience with you. Ubchen avoy lamelek asher lo kadat. But we explained like this. So the 3-day fast is Erev Pesach. First day of Pesach. Maybe get him water. It's not for himself. It doesn't feel good. No. Get water. No, it's not good. Sure. The first day of the Pesach. So the Esther came along and said, what do you mean? Pesach, we have to eat the matzah. How can you make a fast on Pesach? Ta'anita Pesach, what's going to be all the mitzvot? Mitzvah deoraita. So Mordechai said, if there's not going to be Klal Yisrael, there's not going to be any Pesach. Which means you need a Jewish nation to celebrate Pesach. So the Pasuk says, Vaya'avor Mordechai. What does it mean, Vaya'avor? He was Oder. Which means he was Oder on the Din of Pesach, and they declared a fast. Good.
So now Esther is about to go into the king, and the pasuk says in the Gilat Esther, "Batilbash Esther Malchut," that Esther wore royalty. What do you mean? How do you wear royalty? The Gemara says, "Bigdem Malchut Mevayle." It should say she wore clothes of royalty before she went to the king. So the Gemara says, "No, Batilbash Esther Malchut Ruach Hakodesh Labashta." That actually she got Ruach HaKodesh at that moment. Malchut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechmodo, but small, came down on Esther Malka. She was dressed now with Ruach HaKodesh. According to the Mefarshim, at that moment she became a prophetess. She received Nevuah. So what happened? As she's walking in now with the Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was next to her. Ahasuerus was a Rasha. In order to walk into his inner chamber, he would put Avodah Zarah. So there was all Pesalim and Avodah Zarah idolatry. The second she has to walk through the antechamber to get into Ahasuerus's inner chamber, the Shekhinah is not going to be where the Avodah Zarah is. So the Shekhinah left her. So at that moment, what does she say? Eli, Eli, lama azaftani. Why did you leave me? She was with her. She had tremendous Shi'atah Deshmaya. And all of a sudden now, the Shekhinah left. Now, the name Kel, Aleph Lamed, is Midat Rahamim. It's one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas Elohim, which is also has Kel in it, Elohim is judgment. Elohim is Midat Adin. Kel is not only Midat Rahamim, but it's a very strong measure. Even stronger than Havaya. That's what the Pasuk says, Vehesed El Kol Hayom. The Midat of Kel is tremendous Hasadim. And therefore, Esther needed that measure of Kel to be with her, to save her from the situation that she's going to have potentially with Ahasuerus. Incidentally, that's why, if you look at the Tefillot of Purim, there is a mention of Kel. Some have the custom in the Beracha Aharonah of the Megillat Esther. They say, HaKel HaRavet Ribenu. And all of us have the minhag that the hatima of that barakah is Baruch Ata Hashem HaKen HaMoshiach. Why specifically are we mentioning Ken? Because since that's the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used at the time of Purim to be with Esther and Malkah, so therefore we make sure that that name is mentioned on Purim. That's the shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to defend us from our enemies. And that being said, I saw a chiddush to explain a Gemara Negila that says Esther was one of the seven prophetesses. She was one of the seven Nevi'ot. We don't see when she had a prophecy. In the whole Megillat Esther, we don't see any of her prophecies. But it seems she had a prophecy that was beneficial for Klal Yisrael. Because there were many prophetesses. The seven that the Gemara lists means these were the seven that had a to'elet for Klal Yisrael. That they prophesied for the nation and the nation benefited. Where do you see Esther that she had a prophecy to benefit the nation? So I explained like this. Listen to a deep concept. In the times of Esther and Malkah, there was a great amount of Jews that were living in Eretz Yisrael. These Jews unfortunately succumbed to the great sin of intermarriage. This is not a secret. The Navi talks about it in the book of Nehemiah. Right after the miracle of Purim, when Nehemiah went with Ezra Sofer back to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beit HaMikdash, Nehemiah saw the State of the Union, that there was intermarriage rampant. So he gave a derasha to the Jewish nation, and he rebuked them. What are you doing? Nashim Nukhriyot. We can't build the Beit HaMikdash. You must get rid of your Nashim Nukhriyot. Miraculously, Nehemiah was very successful with that derasha. And all the Jewish people, they left their wives, they abandoned them, they made teshuvah, and finished. I say it's a miracle because we know how difficult it is to fight assimilation. There have been books written in how to talk somebody out of an intermarriage. There are organizations that are established in order to influence people that are contemplating intermarriage to talk them out of it. And I'm sorry to tell you, they're not so successful. If they can get 1 out of 10, it's worth it. It's not such an easy thing. But a person just saying, I'm leaving my wife now, I'm leaving my children, I'm going to make this. It's not so simple. But Nehemiah, for some reason, with that speech that he made, I wish I had a copy of the speech. That speech that he made, he was so effective. So I'm going to give you the secret tonight, where the Kalach of Nehemiah's Dirasha, where it came from. Here's the Yesod. Esther Malka was with Ahasuerus. The Zohar says, Chas v'shalom, she never had ishut with Ahasuerus. Esther is a tzaddiket. She would never allow the Jewish body to be defamed to be with Ahasuerus. No, but what happened? I thought they were married. So it says, using her powers, she made a shed, a demon, whatever you want to call it. And anytime Ahasuerus asked for her, she sent in the shed. The shed looked like Esther. Ahasuerus is also a shed. So mean to me, no? He deserves it. He deserves it. So that's it. That the Zohar says. And all of a sudden, Mordechai comes along to Esther and Malkah on Erev Pesach. That says enough. Now it's time for you to go in yourself. You can't send in the shed anymore. Why? He says like this, because now we need a miracle. And if the miracle is going to happen through a sitrahara from the powers of the bad side, it's going to be a temporary miracle. Anything that happens from the satra hara, from the sides of evil, cannot be permanent. But if it happens from the side of kedusha, it's le'olam. And therefore, you have to go in. When does he tell her this? He says like this, ki'ima haresh taharishi ba'et azot. Haresh taharishi over here means, if you're going to use magic, like the Gemara of the Kama says, kasa teharshin velo kasa deposhrin. Where the Gemara says, better to drink, it's Gemara Shabbat also, better to drink a cup of magic, a magic potion, than to drink warm water. Warm water, the Gemara says, is dangerous. Whatever that means for another class. But you see, harshin means magic. So, Mordechai tells Esther, ki ima haresh teharishi ba'it azot, if you're going to still use your magic at this time of it to make yourself a shed, yes, the Jewish people will be saved. However, from where? From the Sitra Hara. And if we get saved from the Sitra Hara, we're going to lose out. We lose out over here. You got to go in yourself. Amazing thing. Mordechai is giving Esther advice. Now it's time to go in. Now, how can Esther go in? Elokim shel elu sone zima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates promiscuity. He hates this type of, this is the worst isur. She's going to go willingly into Ahasuerus, which means, when she goes into Ahasuerus, it's the ishut. What is she going in for? Not to play checkers with him, but when you go to the king, Ahasuerus was, we know what he was. It was an animal. So then how can Esther go in? So let's do an explanation. According to Sefarim HaKedoshim, again, this is a concept in concept. In order for a great tzaddik to lift up the neshamot that are low, that have fallen, sometimes a tzaddik has to lower himself. And when he lowers himself, it's a yirida letzorich aliyah. He has to lower his level to pick up the neshamot that are all the way down. It's like lemashal, a person's on the roof and there's a diamond on the floor. He can't reach the diamond from the roof, so what does he have to do? He has to go down to the floor and pick up the diamond. So too sometimes the Sadiqim, in order to pick up the Shamot that have fallen, he has to go down to their level. But even more so, this is what I'm going to tell you now. The Gemara says, Gemara's language is like this, and I quote, Gemara says, quote to the exact Lashon, Ze aklal, kol she'enu mechuyav badavar, enu motzi harabim yedei chobatam. What does this Gemara mean? Kol she'enu mechuyav. If you're not chayav in a certain mitzvah, you cannot be motzi other people their obligation. If I'm not chayav in the kiddush, so I cannot be motzi somebody that's chayav kiddush. Kol she'enu mechuyav badavar, enu motzi acharim yedei chobatam. You know what the depth of this Gemara means? If you're not guilty, kol she'enu mechuyav badavar, if you're not guilty to some degree of the same sin that the people are guilty of, enu motzi yedei acharim yedei chobatam. You cannot be motzi the chov, the guilt, the sin of the people, unless you yourself are mechuyav badavar. I'm telling you again, kol she'enu mechuyav, anybody that's not guilty of the sin himself, enu motzi yedei acharim yedei chobatam. Cannot be motzi others from their chobah. Yeah, don't try this at home, what I'm telling you. This is very dangerous, what I'm telling you. I'm explaining to you clearly, so you understand what I mean. Esther now was involved in a, what we call an avera lishma. That means she had to go in now to Ahasuerus herself in order to be with Ahasuerus. She has no heter to do this. The only one that's allowed to go against the Torah temporarily is a Navi. Harambam writes, a prophet temporarily is allowed to be over, transgress one of the laws of the Torah, if he has a reason. Et la'asot la'ashem Torah tem. We have to be a prophet to do that. Kegon, two examples we gave, Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi brought a korban on Har HaKarmel. He used a bama, a private mizbeach. That's not allowed. When the Beit HaMikdash is built, the Bamot are forbidden. How did Eliyahu HaNavi bring a Korban on Har HaKarmel? He was a Navi, he's allowed. Another Gemara Cholin says, Eliyahu HaNavi was in the fields. The ravens came during a famine and gave Eliyahu HaNavi food to eat. Eliyahu ate the food. Where did the food come from? From the kitchen of Ahav. Ahav didn't have a kosher caterer. He didn't have mashkihim. Ahab was a sinner. How did Eliyahu Navi eat the meat? There was no hechsher. Horat Sha'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted through Eliyahu HaNavi, because he was a Navi, mutar. But temporarily, doesn't become mutar. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're allowed to do, becomes a mitzvah. So what happens? Esther is about to walk into the palace of Ahasuerus, and all of a sudden she gets a nevuah. Vatilbash Esther Malchut. And at that moment, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Esther? Go. Why go? This is going to help Klal Yisrael. She went from a Nevi'ah, which is on the highest Madrigah. Now, she got a Heter. Aver al-Shma. To go down, all the way down. And what did she do? She assimilated. She now married a Goy. But what did that do? At that moment, her kavanah was what? She lowered her neshama. She went from the roof all the way down. Who did she lift up with her? All those Jews in Eretz Yisrael that were intermarried now, through the tzidkut of Esther, through Horaat Sha'a, she was able to lift up all those people. And that's why when Nehemiah gave the speech, it wasn't the speech. The speech was only the Makeh Patish. Who did all the work? Esther with all the kabbarot at that moment. Kinafalti kamti. She went down and she was able to elevate all Klal Yisrael. This is the greatness of Esther HaMalka. That's why she says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Because a moment ago she received a transmission. A transmission that would help all Klal Yisrael. And all of a sudden it went. Borei Allah said, okay, that's it. You were on the highest level? Now Borei Olam took her and sent her down. Now go to the lowest level. Because now you have work to do. But you have to remain in the Shema. You can't lose your Kavanah. So she went 100% Bitun Nevi'ah L'Shem Shamayim in order to save Klal Yisrael. And it worked. It worked. You see the proof? A year later, Hamia gave the Darash, everybody left their wives. As a result of Esther. Derech Agav, what day did this happen? On the second day of Pesach. You should know that the second day of Pesach is a very significant day. Some of the Ashkenazim, they even celebrate on the second day of Pesach, so that Esther. Because that was the day that she went in to beseech the king, and that was the day the miracle began. They make a second day of Pesach. They say the Vrei Torah for Esther. So that Esther, they call it. So what happens? We have a Yisod. On the first night of Pesach, the Jewish neshama is able to become very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the first night of Pesach, the neshama goes to the 50th level of Kedushah. Ani velo malach, ani velo shaliach, ani hu velo. There's no interference. There's no hitzonim, there's no mazikim, there's no mekatregim. That's why some have the custom on El Pesach, they leave the door open. There's nothing. Leil shemurim. It's a night of protection. Lashem. Some don't say Kriyat Shema Lamita. We don't say Berkat Me'ain Sheva. You don't need any of these protections. Leil shemurimu. Direct. 50th level of Kedushah, Leil Pesach, the holiest night of the year. Says the books, what happens on the second night? Second night of Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes you from the 50th level. Says, you reach the highest madriga, he throws you down to level 1. Now go back down. And then for the next 49 days, you have to work. One day at a time, till you get to level 50 again. So therefore, the second day of Pesach, where did this come from? From Esther. Esther was a prophetess. And what did God do to Esther on the second day of Pesach? Go all the way down. Go with Ahasuerus. But what? Avirah Lishma. So you see, that's the behinah of the second day of Pesach. But what's the musar for us? What do I take out of this? Very big musar. Number one, even when a person, the Rabbeinu Tam writes in his Sefer HaYashar, a person goes through what he calls Yemei HaAhava and Yemei HaSinah. The way we call that in modern language is the ups and downs of life. Yemei HaAhava is when he feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's learning, his praying is going good, he feels Aliyah Ruhani, that's the Yemei HaAhava. Then you have the Yemei HaSinah, that's when the Ruhaniut's not going so good, you're on a down, you feel a little depressed. So, what we learn from over here is that the Yemei HaSinah, when a person is feeling on a down, those are very important moments. Because at that moment, if he's mehazek himself, when he's nofel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you there. In order to elevate the neshamot that are there, that are low. When you're high, you can't get those neshamot. When you're high, you're on the roof, you can't connect to anybody that's beneath you. Sometimes when that puts a person in a matzav where he's in his ruhaniyut, he's struggling a little. But now's a moment, Borei Olam says, don't squander this opportunity. Borei Olam says, I put you in the nefilah. Mehazek yourself. Now you don't have to think, who am I picking up, who am I not picking up. Pay no attention to that. All you have to pay attention to yourself. Mehazek yourself and memela all the neshamot that you're now with, because you're on the low, you'll be able to elevate them. And this is exactly what Esther was involved in. She was involved in the lifting up of the ruhaniyut of Am Yisrael. Good. She says, Rahok mishuati devrei she'agati. She says like this, Borei Olam, my crying to you, devrei she'agati, my roaring like a lion, my praying to you, Rahok mishuati. I'm not doing it for myself. Which means I'm not looking for personal salvation over here. I'm not looking to be the heroine over here. I'm not looking to be the one that saved the day. Don't think I'm doing this, l'shem kavod, that I want to be the one to say, oh, you see, I went into Ahasuerus and I spoke to him. I'm l'shem shamayim, mirachok mishuati. I'm not looking for my own personal yeshua. Yeah. Elohai, ikra yomam velo ta'ane, velaila velo dumiyali. She says, Borei Olam, I call out by day, and you don't answer. Velaila velo dumiyali. And at night, velo dumiyali, I'm not silent. Dom is to be silent, meaning at night also I'm crying out to you. So Esther prayed by day and by night. That what? That Am Yisrael should be saved. From here the Gemara Megillah learns, the obligation, the Yehoshua ben Levi learns from over here, the obligation to read Megillat Esther by night and by day. Hayav Adam lekrot at Megillah b'layla, ולשנותה ביום שנאמר אלוהי אקרא יומם ולא תענה ולילה ולא דומיה לי. Just like Esther prayed by day and by night to be saved, so finally when she was answered, it was as a result of the prayer that she did by day and by night. So how do we show הכרת הכתוב את הקדוש ברוך הוא? We read the מגילת אסתר by day and by night. Good, so that's the מקור. ואתה קדוש יושב תהילות ישראל. Borei Olam, you are the Holy One. You are the Holy One that is Yoshev. Where is God Yoshev? Al Kisei HaKavod. Tehilot Yisrael. And you are the one that brings salvation to Klal Yisrael. You did it in Mitzrayim. And what does the Jewish people by nature do after you bring them salvation? Tehilot Yisrael. You praise them. So Esther is saying rhetorically, Takados Baruch Hu, aren't you the Atakados Yosef Tilot Yisrael? Aren't you the one that makes miracles and then gets praised by Klal Yisrael? So do it again. You're the Atakados, you're the Holy One that redeems Klal Yisrael, and then we praise you. Then you get the Tehilot. So do it again. From here, the Hagaot HaMaimoni learns the Menhag that we have when we read Megillat Esther. Our custom is, at night, we read Megillat Esther. Right after Megillat Esther, what do we say? V'atakadosh Hashem Tot Yisrael v'karazel zevamar, and we continue reading. In the morning, the Merhag of the Sefer Adim is, we start Uba L'Sion. Goel Hashem Efeshem V'akom Nom Hashem V'anizot B'riti Otam Amar Hashem Ruhi Asher Alecha Ot Barai Yisrael B'mifika Yomush V'picha U'piz Zaracha P'piz Zaracha Amar Adonai Me'ata V'ad Olam. And we stop. We read Megillat Esther. And right after we finish reading Megillat Esther, we continue. Where did this minhag come from? From the way David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim. The pasuk we read before teaches you the chiyuv. Elohai, yikra yomam velo ta'aneh, velayla velo dumiyali. Next pasuk, right after you read the Megillah. So therefore the minhag is based on the construction of the pasukim in the Tehillim. Next pasuk. Becha batechu abotenu, batechu batefaletemo. In you our fathers trusted. This is referring to the Jews in Egypt. They trusted you. How did they trust you? Where do you see the bitachon that they had? They didn't change their names. They didn't change their language. They didn't change their God. They had a certain amount of bitachon. As a result, batechu batefaletemo. Borei Olam, you saved them as a result of the bitachon. Elecha za'aku. This is referring to, again, the Jews in Egypt. When they got to Kiryat Yam Suf, it says, Vayitza'aku el Hashem. They cried out to Borei Olam, they didn't know what's going to be. The water's on one side, the Egyptians on the other side. Vinimlatu. And as a result of the tefillot, they were saved, they were rescued. Becha batechu velo boshu. They put their faith in you when they were in the midbar. They had no provisions. They had no water. And you know what? You didn't embarrass them. Velo boshu. You brought for them man. You supplied for them the Be'erash shel Miriam. You didn't embarrass them, which is their faith paid off. Rabbi Mazuz, Hashem Yishmeinu V'Chayehu, says a nice witty comment on this pasuk. He said this comment after President Bush was elected, President Bush the first. And he waged the war against Iraq, and his ratings were very high,
And he saved Israel from the Scuds. Yeah, with the Patriot missiles, they were blowing Saddam Hussein's Scuds out of the air. So everybody was saying, oh, Bush, Bush. So Rabbi Mazuz would say, no, Bechavatehu velo Boshu. We put our trust in God, not in George Bush. Velo Boshu, not in Bush. Okay, everything's in the Torah. Ve'anochi tolarat velo ish. David HaMelech says, Ve'anochi tolarat. I'm nothing but a worm. Velo ish. I'm not a man. What does he mean? Anuchi tolat velo ish. The Gemara says, while a tolat is a very insignificant, it's a worm, but its power is in its mouth. A worm can eat away at a cedar tree, and all of a sudden, the cedar tree, which is solid, just falls as a result of the gnawing of the tolat. And just like tolat in koho el abapeh, af Yisrael in koham el abapeh. Am Yisrael is not known for their might. We're not known for our military prowess. But our strength is where? In our mouth, in our tefillot. And therefore, David HaMelech is alluding over it, v'anuchi tolat velo ish. Hashem ish milchama. We're not warriors. Our strength is what? In the tolat. Like the tolat, our rabbis tell us, three great men totally effaced themselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech called himself Ve'anuchi tolat ve'lo ish. Avraham Avinu, he said Ve'anuchi afar ve'efer. He said, I'm nothing but dirt and ashes. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he came along and said Ve'nachnu ma. At least David called himself something. I'm a worm, that's something. Avraham Avinu, I'm ashes. That's something. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ve'nachnu ma?" Nothing. Not a worm. Not ashes. That's why he says, "Ve'ish Moshe Anav mikol Adam." And that's why the Mishnah Perkei Avot says, "Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne Omer Meod Meod Eves Shval Ruach." They all ask the question, "What Meod Meod?" Just say Meod Eves Shval Ruach. So they say, the first Meod is telling you, be very humble. Like who? Like Meod. Meod Rashi Tevot, Moshe, Avraham, David. Meod, Meod Eves Shval Ruach. You have to follow the three leaders in humility, that each one was on a different madriga. Herpat Adam Ubzui Am. David HaMelech says, the Jewish nation is Herpat Adam. They are the scorn of humanity, which means if somebody wants to humiliate his friend, what was the biggest until today? What's the biggest humiliation they can say? You're like a Jew. Unfortunately, Am Yisrael is Herpat Adam. That's the biggest insult that a human being can give his friend, the anti-Semite, that you're a Jew. But not only on an individual basis, Ubzuyam, even nations, when they want to disparage each other, what do they say? You're an ally of the Jews. That's the biggest scorn that they can say. You're a friend of Israel. Ubzuyam, that's the way nations embarrass each other. Kol ro'ai yal'iguli. It says, this is referring to Haman, all those that see the Jew, yal'iguli, they will deride me. That was Haman when he went to Ahasuerosh and he started to speak lishna bisha lashon hara about the Jewish people. Yeshno am echad mefozar umforad. He spoke very negative words. Yaftiru besafa yani'u rosh. The verses over here is again depicting Haman, who derided the Jews. How did he deride the Jews? He shook his head towards the Jew, him and his sons, and said, tomorrow you shall die. Yaftiru besafa. They verbally said with their mouth that the Jews are going to die. Yani'u rosh. They in a scornful way, shook their heads towards the Jew. I once read that this pasuk is also alluding to, unfortunately, the American bar mitzvah boy. How? The custom has become that before the bar mitzvah, the father hires a teacher to teach the boy the last three pesukim of the parashah, and then to read the haftarah, the maftir, and the boy gets up in synagogue and he reads the haftarah, and then you don't hear from him anymore. He goes his own way, and chas v'shalom, that's it. He fulfilled his obligation. But the tariag mitzvot he doesn't keep. He nods his head very courteously towards the religion and says, I'll see you later. So one rabbi said, Yaftiru besafa. They read the haftarah with their tongue, Yani urosh. And then they nod themselves towards the religion, they say, I'll see you later, and they go their own way. David HaMelech writes, Gol el Hashem yefaleteu. Gol means to roll. Lignol is to roll. Roll your problems to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will deliver you from them. Don't hold the problems by you. You can do nothing with your problems. You have to learn how to roll it, which means send your problems. Gol el Hashem yefaleteu, and He will save you. Ki hafes bo. Because He desires Klal Yisrael. God desires to help Klal Yisrael. Ki hafetz po. And therefore, give Him your problems. Esther now talks about her past. The Pasuk writes, Ki ata gohi mibaten, maftihi al shede immi. Borei Olam, You drew me forth from the womb. Ki ata gohi mibaten. Esther's birth was tragic, as well as a conception. The Gemara says when Esther was conceived, her father died. When she was born, her mother died during labor. And therefore she was born into this world an orphan. So the Pasuk says, Ki ata gohi mibaten. Borei Olam, You drew me out of the womb. Maftihi al shede immi. Which means, You secured me. You secured me from the original time when I was born. On my mother's milk. Shede'imi is the mother's breast milk. But what do you mean? She didn't have a mother. So what does it mean, Maftihi al Shede'imi? There's a midrash. It's an interesting midrash Gemara also. The Gemara says, miraculously, when Mordechai adopted Esther, he was able to nurse her. The Pasuk says, He Esther bat dodo. Don't read it dodo, ela dado. Mordechai, out of the normal nature, all of a sudden now milk started pouring from Mordechai, and he was able to nurse Esther like a lady would be able to nurse. Maftihi al shede'imi, which means You made me secure, which means I trusted You, for I had no choice to trust You, and shede'imi, I had the ability to nurse, not from my mother, but from Mordechai. There's an interesting Gemara, on Shabbat, Daf Nun Gimel. Let's learn the Gemara together. Tanu Rabbanan Ma'aseh Be'echad Shemeta Ishto Ve'enicha Ben Linak. There's a story of a fellow. His wife died. Now the man is left an alman, a widower, and he has a child that he needs to nurse. Ve'lo haya lo schar menika liten. He couldn't afford to hire a wet nurse. Ve'na'aseh lo nes ve'niftecho lo dadin. Miracle happened to him. Milk started to pour from him, kishneda deisha, like a lady. Ve'enikit beno. And he himself nursed his son. Amar of Yosef, bo ure kama gadol adam ze shanas shasan shanasal ones kaze. Rabbi Yosef was very impressed. Wow, amazing, look at this. What a great man. Such a miracle happened. Amar le Abayes, Abayes says, adrabba,
Kama garua adam ze. How inferior is this man? Shinishtanulo sidre bereshit. Which means, what, God have to make a miracle, turn a man into a woman? This is not a normal thing. If he was really a tzaddik, God would have gave him parnasa. And he would have had enough money to hire a wet nurse. That's already a good story. But that God has to go and switch to Osadib and Ishita out of person to turn a man into a woman, this is not something complimentary. That's the Gemara. Comes the Tosfot Yeshanim on the Daf itself. And he says, Vahi Omen et Hadasa. Vahi Omen et Hadasa. He became her Omen, his nurse. The nurse of Esther was who? Mordechai. Shniftehu le Mordechai shnei dadim kedadei isha. So the Tosfot Yeshanim says, Leka le mefrach. Oh, why don't you say also Mordechai's garua? So he says, Dehachi kamar nishtanu delo abe leschar menika uMordechai have leschar aklo ayam motze menika. The Tosfot Yeshanim says, oh, but this miracle happened to Mordechai. So he says, no, Mordechai is different. Mordechai had money. He had schar for Minekit. He just couldn't find the Minekit. What's the Tosfot Yeshanim answering? Which means, why is Mordechai's miracle considered? That's a nice miracle. So the pshat, simple pshat of Tosfot Yeshanim is like this. There in the time of this Maaseh Be'ehad Shemeta Ishto, there were wet nurses available. It's just that he himself did not have money. Okay, so if you're a real tzaddik, God would have gave you the money. You weren't such high level, God has to mishtanesh and ribbidishit. But in Mordechai's situation, he had money, but there were no wet nurses available for anybody. So therefore, it's not against Mordechai. He had the money. Nobody could find a wet nurse. They didn't exist. So therefore, it wasn't a negiri uta, it wasn't a negative, like this other guy. This guy over here, there were wet nurses available, and there was money available. People had money. It's just he didn't have money. Okay, so you didn't have money. If God wanted to make a miracle, you were really a good guy, you would have got the money in order to get a wet nurse. And Mordechai's case didn't exist. No, it wasn't possible. That's the simple explanation. But I saw a deep explanation based on the opinion of the Rabbi Menachem Azariah Mipano. Rabbi Menachem Azariah Mipano says like this. This man in the story in Gemara Shabbat was the Gilgul of Mordechai. Whatever this means. The Gilgul of Mordechai. And just like Mordechai was able to nurse, he was also able to nurse. So he explains like this. What's a higher madriga? Open miracles? Or miracles that happen through the teva? To nature. Haramban writes clearly in Moreh Nevuchim that it's a much higher madriga when the miracles happen through the nature than they have to go through open miracles. That's why, incidentally, Megillat Esther is considered one of the holy books. Because the miracle was done derech ha-teva. That's why all the laws of Sefer Torah apply to Megillat Esther. It has to be written on cloth. It has to be written nitfar begidim with the gidim of the animal. It has to have sirtut. It has to have the lines. It has to be written b'ktav ashurit. According to one opinion, it's the only sefer that davka has to be written b'ktav ashurit. Why do they treat b'ktav ashurit like a sefer Torah? It's called a sefer. It's kedushat sefer Torah. Why? Because it's on a higher level. Because the Torah talks about miracles that happen supernaturally. Megillat Esther is derech ha-teva. That's already a higher madrigat to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the teva itself. There's no supernatural miracles, but there was miracles. But it's all natural. That's what the books say. Mordechai, in Megillat Esther, he also nursed. That's an open miracle. That's not a high madrigat. After he nursed, he was able to elevate himself to do miracles now through the teva. However, this fellow that was the Gilgul, he already went back down. He went down a notch. He went back to the open miracle level. They said, Kama garua adam zeh. This is not already the madriga. You fell a notch from what you were. In the previous one, already you passed that state. You went back to nursing already. That's, we don't go for that. That's already, that's the seam.
That's one interpretation. But I saw another interpretation, and I'll leave you with this. It's a question that always bothered me. The last pasuk in Megillat Esther. Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Ki Mordechai Gadol Yehudim, Veratzui Lerov Ehav. He was accepted by the majority of his brothers. Gemara says, Lerov Ehav, Velo Kol Ehav. Melamed Shepiresh Memeru Miksat Sanhedrin. Gemara says, some of the members of the Sanhedrin, they started to, they weren't too happy with Mordechai. So already he started to receive some flack from the Sanhedrin. Originally, Mordechai was unanimously held as, you know, he's the greatest man, he's the hero. But by the end of the Megillah, Ratzui Lerov Ehav. So my question always was, here Mordechai just saved the day. We're so excited, we're just finishing Megillat Esther, we're going to have Seudat Purim, everybody's in a good mood, everybody's on a high. And how do you end the Megillah? You give Mordechai a dig. Lerov Ehav. What do you want for Mordechai? We wouldn't have a holiday if it wasn't Mordechai. End the Megillah, doubting Mordechai is the biggest hero. Instead, how does the Megillah, everybody leaves with a bad taste in their mouth. Ratzui Lerov Ehav. Mordechai, you know, the rabbis of Sanhedrin, they didn't go for him so much. What happens? So you end the Megillah. And by the way, if Rov Ehav didn't accept him, so Kol Ehav shouldn't accept him. Why? There was a machlok in the Sanhedrin, if he's a good guy. If he's not a good guy, so the whole Sanhedrin shouldn't accept him. And if he's a good guy, the whole Sanhedrin shouldn't accept him. What is this little of Ehav business? So listen to what he said. The Gemara at the end of Sotah says, at the end of the times before Mashiach comes, and this always happens before a Ge'ula, Yir'eh het yima'esu. The God-fearing people are going to be despised. Look at our generation. More so in Eretz Israel. The God-fearing people, they're pursued. The Hilonim today, besides the Goyim, a God-fearing person is considered the enemy. The enemy. They want to build synagogues in neighborhoods. Who fights them? The Hilonim. They close them down. Synagogues are burnt. Chas v'shalom by Jews themselves. The biggest anti-Semitism today in Eretz Israel, unfortunately, is within. A person goes with a yarmulke, already he's badgered. By who? Another Jew. A person walks with a hat or a gemara, a sefer, already he's ridiculed. By who? A Jew. Yir'ehet yema'esu. To the Hiloni, the Jew is vermin. Ma'esu, disgusting. They have nicknames for them. They have television shows mocking the religious people. Nobody should be shocked. This is already a prophecy. Yir'ehet yema'esu. At the verge of Mashiach, Bezat Hashem. This is already a prediction. So he says like this. This is a good thing. It's a good thing. That's a good thing. There's a story told of two Hasidic Rebbe's. One Hasidic Rebbe would always knock the other guy. Always knock him. So the wife of the Rebbe that was getting knocked went to a third Rebbe that he should give his give her husband a berachah. He should be Yireh Hashem. He should be God fearing. So the rabbi said, what's your husband's? This is your husband? God-fearing? This rabbi over here, he's lighting up all the olamot. God-fearing, he's on the highest madriga. So she says, if he's on the highest madriga, why is this other rabbi always knocking him? Why is he always speaking against him? He says, let me tell you, based on what I see, it's for his good. This rabbi is such a high madriga, the angels in the shamayim are jealous of him. And there's great kitrug in the shamayim. There's mekatrigim against him. By this rabbi going against him, he's taking away all the mekatrigim in the shamayim. Which is either he's going to get it from the shamayim or get it from here. So by him knocking him, it's humble. It's lowering him a little, so it takes away the kitrug from the shamayim. That's good. Don't worry. Oh, she felt good, the wife. And you see that some of the greatest hachamim in history, they were pursued. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lotzato, we talked about this morning, Harambam, the greatest Hakamim, they were pursued. A lot of times this happens, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the Mehesed, that they get their Ketrug in this world from the people, in order not to be affected by the Ketrug that is on them in the Shamayim. Some sort of system in the Shamayim that can affect them. So it's a good thing. So what happens over here? What happens over here is at the end of Megillat Esther, the pasuk is to us, now we're at the time of the Geulah. They're about to build the second Beit HaMikdash. That's like a Mashiach, right before the Geulah. Mordechai is on a tremendous high. Mordechai's miracles and all that. So the pasuk says, "Letovat Mordechai borei olam meirit ratzui lirovehav." Now they start saying, who's Mordechai? Come on, what is he doing? Who does he think he is? Good, that's a good thing. Now already any kitrug that was against Mordechai in the Shamayim was taken away. So the end of the Megillah is trying to say what? It's good, Mordechai is protected. That some of the people will be against them. That's a good thing. Whenever you see the great tzaddikim and there's antagonism against them, it's a protection. Like someone who gives them their kin'ah from the people in this world, so they won't get it from somewhere else. Beautiful. Now you understand the Gemara. If this was the Gilgul of Mordechai, this man over here just happened a great miracle. Miracle! He just is able to nurse his child. We'll never see such a miracle like this before. What does Abaye say? Kama garua adam ze. This is the kind of guy that's over here. Beautiful! That's sui lir ovehav. Exactly! He helped him. You know what? I don't want this guy to get ketruk in the Shaman. Everybody's talking about him. He's great. He's great. Sadiq. All of a sudden the Shaman say, who's this guy over here? Such a Sadiq. Let's open the book. Hey, well, we don't want to give him judgment. You know what? Hey, he's a nothing. Oh, the Shaman, they're saying he's a nothing? Oh, yeah, leave him alone. He's getting it from here. He's getting it from there. Leave him alone. Come back and watch. So that's the Natsui Lerovehav. In the story of Abaye Kamagarua Adamze, and that's what he's saying instead of Esther Kazong, it says Maftihi al Shede'imi. Already God, I relied on you from the time that I nursed from Mordechai Hatzadik. Last pasuk and we'll leave. Alecha oshlachti merachem mebetin imi eliata. I was cast upon you from birth, as we explained. God, I had to rely on you from my birth because I had no parents. Mebetin imi, from my mother's womb, eliata. You were my God, meaning you my savior, from my mother's womb, which means I was protected already at that time. It comes out that Esther mentions the word Eli in this chapter 3 times. The second pasuk, Kelik Eli Eli lama azavtani, and then this pasuk, Mebetin imi eliata. The books bring down that she was saying over here that the ladies are obligated in 3 mitzvot. Nida, Hala, and Adlakat HaNer. And that's why she was saying over here that in her life she was careful in the 3 mitzvot. She accepted upon herself, Keli, 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 Nida, Hala, Adlakat HaNer. Therefore, in the zechut that she did those mitzvot, she deserves to be saved. That's what we say also. In the zechut of the Nachim Satkaniyot, it says we were saved not only in the times of Pesach, but the Gemara says, Nashim Hayavot B'Mikra Megidda. The ladies are obligated in the Mikra Megidda. Why? She'afin ayu be'oto anis. That she says, not only afin ayu be'oto anis, not only they were part of the miracle, they were the miracle. Instead of Malkah is responsible for the miracle of saving Klai Yisrael. Why? Because she was meticulous in all these laws. Nida, halav, adakat. That's why she says, Keli, Keli, you are my God in 3 ways. In these 3 mitzvot. And Be'ezat Hashem, Borelam, Kimes et Chem Eres Mitzrayim Erein Miflaos. Just like Borelam redeemed us once. Now we're in the Adar. Shenichnas Adar Merbim B'Simcha. Just like he redeemed us once in the Zechut of Nashim Satkaniyot. Also again, when the ladies will be Mekayim, these mitzvot, the 3 mitzvot, but I'm also ring Geulah Layudim, Ayta, Orah, V'Simcha, V'Sason, V'Kar. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen, V'Amin.